proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. As we think about the events preceding the birth of Jesus, we find a fascinating account in Luke chapter 1, as the angel Gabriel visited the young Jewish girl named Mary in the little Galilean town of Nazareth, an obscure village, an unknown girl. Yet, looking back 2,000 years ago, we get a glimpse of the wisdom of God. His ways are not our ways, and His thoughts are not our thoughts. The Lord uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Even Nathanael said of this town, "Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip saith unto him, "Come and see." So let's head now to Nazareth on today's program. The Nazareth of today is much different than it was in the first century. Yet there are a few places we can appreciate as we read the gospel accounts while standing in the place where they happened. Today, Nazareth has a population of over 70,000 people, consisting mainly of Christian and Muslim Arabs. It is located in the region of the Lower Galilee and stands north of Mount Tabor and just east of the Valley of Jezreel. Yet the traveler will be welcomed at this biblical and modern city. In the center of town is the Church of the Annunciation that is built over the traditional site of the childhood home of Mary. It was at this place where it is believed that the angel Gabriel visited Mary. Now nearby is the Virgin's Fountain that is reported to have been used during the time of the Roman period and perhaps even by Mary herself. One can see it even today. Now in the 19th century, American humorist Mark Twain visited Nazareth and commented on the fountain saying, "The young girls of Nazareth still collect water about it by the dozen and keep up a riotous laughter." Recently, news headlines reported the discovery of the house of Jesus in Nazareth in Israel. Next to the Church of the Annunciation is the Sisters of Nazareth Convent. Professor Ken Dark of the University of Reading in England began researching a church underneath the convent that dates back to the Byzantine period. What he discovered underneath the structure surprised him. Here was a house that dated back to the first century that was clearly crafted by a professional stone builder. Being Nazareth is the hometown of Jesus and the home of Joseph and Mary, and being that Joseph's profession was a tecton or carpenter, the possibility of this find is intriguing. Even so, there is no specific archaeological evidence that identifies this place as the house of Jesus. However, being there is a centuries-old church above the house could support Professor Dark's proposal. Dark also noted the uncertainty to the verification of the site. He said, "It's by no means conclusive. On one hand, we can put forward a totally plausible case that this was Jesus' childhood home. But on the other hand, actually proving that is beyond the scope of the evidence. It's debatable whether it would ever be possible to prove that." But perhaps the greatest piece of evidence for the house of Jesus and his family comes from the Bible itself. It was in this town, the town of Nazareth, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This gives us occasion to rejoice in the good news of Jesus the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Now, findings such as this first century dwelling in Nazareth should remind us of the reality that the Bible is a real book with real places, real people, and real events. And whenever I visit any of these sites in the Holy Land, it stirs within my heart a cause for worship and praise to Almighty God. Whether you have visited Israel or not, it is important to remember that our faith is not based necessarily upon a place. Rather, it is based upon a person, the Lord Jesus. Now, unfortunately, as Jesus spent most of his life in the town of Nazareth, he was rejected by his own people. The Gospel of John said, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not." Jesus eventually left Nazareth and moved north to Capernaum to continue his earthly ministry. And fortunately, some did believe on him, as John noted. "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Now reflect on the town of Nazareth and the person of Jesus Christ. And I must ask, what about you? Have you believed in Jesus the Messiah? Have you placed your faith and trust in him? Are your sins forgiven? Are you born again? I trust you have done that, my friend. If you've never done that, please reach out to us. Truly, Jesus is the greatest thing that ever came from Nazareth. Now, thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs, please visit our website at ibjm.org. And as we close this program, let me remind you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.